The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh, God.
Birthday, birthday, birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, and I know when it is.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. Jake Kemp.
At 2:57, let's go back to Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsies and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you a man saving his stats. It's Dano.
Hello.
Hello.
Butt that right in. All right, let's say hello to the hard line. When last we checked, it was Bob, Corby, and Danny.
Bobby.
Corby Davidson.
Hey, Danny.
Subject to change at any time.
Hello, Danny.
I'll answer
hey,
you.
Danny.
Hi,
how
Dan.
Was your
great. How was yours? I don't care, but I'm just, you know, saying the same thing you said to me.
A little down.
Yeah, why don't you ask him why?
Oh, why, Dan? Because your dog ate the power bar?
Yeah, kind of. Just kind of thinking about life.
You know,
what does it all mean, you know? Does it matter?
You asking the question, how I became Dog Man, like it's a superhero.
I tried to stand up for you.
You did. Dog Man.
Dog Man! Well,
especially with the fact that you let your dogs ride in the back of your truck.
That was like in 1999, and it was literally a block that we were going, and it didn't work out well.
And you've changed you've changed a lot in the last 22 years.
Mm-hmm. I really have.
I just know you as Dog Man on Twitter.
Yeah. No doubt.
Oh, he's Dog Man on Twitter.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I rescued these poor poodles from...
That are bred to not shed. Or
right.
I rescued them from a life where somebody else could have adopted them or paid
right.
for them. And,
they right. They had a whiter family in South Lake.
I don't know if they could have found that.
I mean, my dog was left in a burlap sack on the side of the road in Wise County, but sure. No, you did a great thing here, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my pit bull was skin and bones after someone tried to fight him, and he didn't want to fight, and he was dumped in our neighborhood. And,
but no, great work, Dan.
Mm-hmm. We took him in.
Good stuff, Dan.
Yeah.
My dog fought in Vietnam. But way to go, Dan.
My dog has one leg, but, you know. That's
well, Bob, why don't you scoreboard? See, I wish I was Bob, just for a second.
Go on. So you don't want any more than that?
Well, no, I want to scoreboard people that I've adopted a kid.
So you can work the draft?
In the same way.
These guys he got a real kid.
Dude, the freaking college football blowhard got out of work in the draft.
Unbelievable.
That's insane.
You know,
both days.
You adopted a dog. Well,
Keep it down.
Amazing.
I went to a third world country and adopted a child, but I mean, you know, a pet is good too.
But cool, way to help out that dog.
Here's a Cliff Bar. Bon appetit, dog.
You know,
it was a
it was low carb.
Okay.
High protein.
Yeah. No, it was the Honey and Oats little granola bar. So I think those are okay.
And wait till you have to have
but
a conversation.
I went down and adopted a kid out of a mud hut, but, you know, you saved that dog.
Jeez,
saved
sir.
That dog.
Mud hut.
Wait till you have a conversation with your vet about...
I think you're on my side here, but it's all good. We're fine.
Totally, totally on your side.
Yeah, it was a weird twist there, but okay.
About eating chocolate.
Probably a myth.
I think you're in the wrong...
It's not a myth. Dogs have died, definitely, from eating chocolate, but I think it would take a copious amount.
Well, my dog once ate a couple of Hershey Kisses, and we gave him a...
colonic?
Just give him a tablespoon of peroxide, and they'll throw up everything.
Oh, I thought you shot him because it was tainted.
Like scraps in airplane too.
Right.
I ate pizza.
I ate the pizza.
We did save our dog from Wolf City. You don't want to live there, right? Anybody know where Wolf City is?
No.
Wolf City.
Look it up.
It's out by Greenville, right?
Today is Monday, May 3rd, the 123rd day of the year. 242 days remain in 2021. On this day in Houston in 1968. Let's see. Everett Thomas received the first heart transplant ever in the United States. He lived for 204 days. So did it work?
Tough one.
I would say yes. Right? Like, if you can make it a full year with a handoff heart, that's...
I don't know. It depends on what he paid for it. Like, a $500 car, if you get 6 months out of it, it's worth it. But if you spend, you know, $60,000, you'd hope that would last 100.
Does that exist anymore, the $500 car?
Man, it's tough.
Did he do lots of cocaine?
One that runs? No.
I thought we were about to play how many days are in a year game.
I'm rounding up. If you make it past half a year, that's a successful heart transplant. For the first one?
It's pretty much September.
On this day in 1984, Michael Dell founded Dell Computer Corporation.
And then went
while
broke.
He was a student.
Hey, Dill.
Dell. At UT.
You know, Danny.
Did you invent a computer corporation while you were at college?
I did not. No. Sold some drugs and stuff.
See all you can accomplish at UNT?
I was trying to grow a pot mushroom in college together, like as one.
A hybrid.
Yeah.
A hybrid.
What if they
dude,
could do both?
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Right?
I'm going to lay on my
bed
and think about it.
I had it.
What if I crossbred? No one's thought of this.
I'll make it taste like beer.
Yeah.
Yo, no way.
What?
And then we open a bar, and that's all we sell.
Pot shrooms.
Okay, P1 Joe Wall writes.
Yeah, Wall.
And I tried to search this, but he says it's his girlfriend's birthday. He attached a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he says his girlfriend is Nina Pham.
No way.
There's no way, right?
No.
No chance.
What? Why?
I went to search for
Nina Pham has a boyfriend, I'm sure.
And all I could find was her dog's birthday.
Bentley,
when it turned 2. So I put his birthday on the birthday list. We'll have it when it comes up in October. But you're saying there's no way a P1 is dating Nina Pham.
Prove it. Get her on the show.
Ever hold today's newspaper.
Interesting.
Blake, email the producers and say we're putting in for Nina Pham.
But you have to have her.
So Fernando doesn't jump.
That won't matter. Have her handcuffed to the toilet when she shows the newspaper.
I'm just waiting for the day, Jake, that Fernando sends the email that says, I'm booking everybody.
Yeah, well.
Jamie Rohrig, the Nebraska fan
P1.
Good dude.
Birthday today. Leaders are Jake, Dan, and Bob.
Good dude right there.
P1 Clint Chastain, at Clint Chastain on Twitter, is 36.
Another good dude.
Good dude.
Clint's dad was my football and basketball coach. Good coach.
Leaders are Dan, Jake, and Hang Zone.
Was he the pulverizer?
No. Mr. Pulver was a counselor.
Oh. The pulverizer.
He wants to hear Thumb.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset.
I don't know
again.
If I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Has he? Have they forgiven him yet?
He's doing, and I'm not kidding, like...
Mexican League, right?
Yeah, yeah, somewhere in Latin America, he's doing games.
So this sounds like the real-life version of that...
Brookmeyer.
Yeah, Brookmeyer.
Or whatever his name is.
That really bad sitcom.
Brockmeyer,
yeah. No? No one? No.
All right.
It's pretty funny. Did you lock in on it?
I watched like 2 episodes. It's not very good.
I now only watch shows where they fire like a million guns per minute. Like I watched the Michael B. Jordan Tom Clancy movie last night.
Any good? Ooh.
It's terrible and it's awesome.
It's a movie?
Okay.
I thought it was a series, no?
No.
So they just remade Point Break, but
basically.
Not in the ocean.
The Tom Clancy one with Jim from The Office was more of a series.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's terrible, and you'll love it.
What if they put Jim and Michael B. Jordan in something together?
Watch it with your kids, Corby.
Really?
Who's Wallace at?
Yeah, what if Wallace had lived?
A lot of guns.
Huey Wyatt's birthday.
With silencers?
Leaders are Dan, Jake, Bob, Saroy, and Roman Turek. This is from Corey Wrong Hole Fool Richardson.
Okay, then.
34th birthday of my husband,
Andrew. Oh, I'm sorry, that was an accident.
Andrew Davis. We've been there.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Chicago P1, leader is Jake. I'm finishing up a 2-year stint on Pregnancy Island. We have 2 kids under 2.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
From his wife, his loving wife, Allie Davis.
2 kids under 2?
Like, yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I have.
Now you choose which one you like the best, and you put the other one up.
That thing, is never going to recover.
Danny, are you?
And then I have a daughter that.
You leave me out of this.
Are you ready for number 2?
You didn't listen to what I just said.
My sister.
We
Jamie
are in the window, though. Admittedly,
yeah.
Hey, Danny.
It's a trust tree.
Camp Spin and the Sea Power leaders from Courtney Otasian.
Courtney.
Hey, Danny.
Dear Victor Lieberman, my friend Dirty Dustin
Baby
is 41. Leaders are Jerry Falwell Jr.'s.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Chair.
Stop everything.
And Matt McLaren's girlfriend's fake ID.
God, not anymore.
Would like to hear George DeJohn promo. F. Dutch, long live Line 4 guy from Marcus Farrell.
Oh, yeah. Man, Dutch. I'm sorry, man.
And Joel Denton.
Have you ever thought about it?
Happy birthday, Joel Denton. He'd like to hear a nice Musers fight. Or George saying we don't even do it anymore from Jonathan Wallace.
Hi, this is George DeJohn. Why do we crap your pants? Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Why do we crap your pants?
Right.
Do you think that makes sense?
Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, have you ever thought about it? Saturday on the Train Station.
Well, I think the dog's okay because he just ate all his food.
Aww.
What do you think about that, Mr. Dog?
Is it trying to lift weights or anything?
That's awesome.
What do you mean?
Is it just, save that dog, Dan.
Is it ready to get
Why
active
Why do we crap your pants?
He was just... He had a bad weekend. He didn't eat anything since the granola bar.
Maybe he was full.
It was a lot of
For 3 days?
Here,
yeah.
Maybe he wants to rappel or whatever they do on the front of those Cliff Bars.
That's like the equivalent of a human eating 700 granola bars.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe take a zip line or something.
Maybe he's following your soda lead.
He weigh 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Man.
Is that a big
okay,
dog?
I mean.
No, it's not. That's a purse dog.
He's the bigger one.
Well, I don't know. How is it compared to other dogs of its ilk?
Dan thinks that if you have a big dog, it's because you have a small wiener.
What's a big dog to you? Anything over 8 pounds?
Yeah, anything that you can put in his little pair.
I don't know. What's a small wiener to you?
That's the real question.
It's definitely less gay to have a tiny dog.
What does your dog's mock draftable spider chart look like?
Wait, what? Yeah,
don't peel this back too far.
Wait, it's less gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have a small dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan thinks I have a big dog
in
I'm
your
compensating.
Purse.
So the dog you carry around in your purse, in your knapsack.
It's called a man bag. Go ahead.
Is more masculine than.
Yeah.
Than my 85-pound
pit bull.
Because when you lay with your dog in bed.
My two-legged pit bull that could do.
You might wake up with your hand on a human-sized wiener.
Good Lord.
Well, that's
if I wake up
not...
with my hand on my dog's, it's like a little thing of gum.
Does that come up a lot?
No, like
this
never.
This has never come up.
This is a weird cautionary tale that's being presented.
Hey, you guys know how you're always waking up with your hand on your dog's wiener?
That's never happened. Get a female dog and
well,
problem
even
solved.
If you have a male dog, who cares? It's not like, I'm not like,
never happened.
Ever, ever. Oh, honey, it happened again.
Oh, man.
Oh, I actually
who knew?
Up on my dog's wiener again.
His giant man-sized wiener.
Look it up.
Isn't the answer not letting the giant dog sleep in your bed?
Well,
that's not a dog.
He lets
right
it
there.
Sleep like under his covers.
Yeah.
Oh,
dogs are in the bed no matter what.
I have a big dog.
They're not in the bed.
And we all know
sure they sleep in their bed on the ground.
Well, they sleep there, but they jump up on your bed to kind of hang out during the day.
Then you kick them off.
That's tough.
That's mean.
That is mean.
This seems a question of scene control.
You're a flawed guy.
Yeah, I don't have any. They have full reign over the bed. not at night, not in the bed, unless there's a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Dan has a lot of rules.
Licking his feet when he's in the throes of passion.
That has happened.
God,
that is so gross.
That's
well,
terrible.
I just
it helps you last longer.
You don't have to recite the name of baseball players.
So does marriage.
Oh.
All right, Lynn Sicada was playing second base.
Mm-hmm. Barry Bonds.
Yeah, you just you think
Doug DeSensei was third.
I just tried to think of Blake Drops and that.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Big dog. Calls.
Rick Dempsey was behind the plate. Okay.
Eat a little bit.
Other birthdays.
No, don't say that.
Former cowboy Igor Olshansky is 39.
Wow.
Wasn't he like a Russian guy? Did he get mad at us?
Yeah, you made friends with him.
I think you made him mad.
Golden cock?
What happened?
No.
What?
That was 2013 white guy. Yeah, Nick Hayden. Thank you.
Did we ask him about like the Bolshevik Revolution or something weird? And
yes.
Was he backdoor Bartel?
I would have given that a double bang, personally, for forcing that there.
Dwayne Haskins is 24.
Poor Dwayne.
Skied a little bit. Steelers sign him?
Yep.
Look at that.
I hope he makes it.
He's doing fine.
I like him.
What?
Brooks Koepka, 31.
Brooksy.
Say what you want about Brooks Koepka.
He hates golf.
I believe Corby has him winning 10 more majors in the next year.
He needs six. If he can finish six this year, then I win my trifecta.
Tyronn Lue, 44.
Almost killed by LeBron.
Greg Gumbel, 75.
Greg.
Amy Ryan from The Office is 53. Bobby.
And The Wire.
Who's she?
And
The Wire.
Season 2.
She's McNulty's.
Oh, yeah.
She's Beatty. Yeah, okay. Right.
Bobby Cannavale.
Hey,
Boardwalk Empire. He was the mean guy.
Everybody got a gun.
He was really hated in that show.
Danny, are you sitting down?
That show was so underrated.
Christina Hendricks, 46.
Oh, my God.
Didn't she have some TV show on NBC about, like, three...
The Good Girls.
Moms.
I think it's still going on, man.
Yeah.
Perfect Woman.
It's called The Good Girls.
Dule Hill is 46.
Dule.
Yeah.
West Wing.
Yeah. Some other show my wife really
Mr.
loves.
No, Mr. President, I will not sign this edict.
That's I think Dule was an
Look
intern.
Look up Dule Hill. See what he's in.
For President Bartlett.
He was in Psych.
Psych. Not a bad show when I've watched it.
Is that where they act like they're going to shake your hand and then smooth their hair back?
That's the whole show.
Wow. 45 minutes of that.
Boring.
Kind of do the ear thing on your way up.
Cheryl Burke is 37.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow. Wow. What
right?
a great story.
Yep. Didn't she dance with Emmett?
Born on this day, now dead, Niccolo
Overcame so much to
Machiavelli.
Niccolo Machiavelli.
Yeah.
Every president reads his book.
Learning impediment and so forth.
I know Machiavellian. I don't know Machiavelli.
He wrote The Prince.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doug Henning, the magician. And Anne B. Davis.
Alice.
Alice
dead.
From the Brady Bunch.
It is like Sam the Butcher giving Alice
five.
Hold on. Give me the dead on this day still dead. We have Mary Outerbridge, died on this day in 1886. She is credited with importing tennis to the United States in 1874.
Wow. Wow.
Importing
that,
it. Corby. She brought it all the way. Yeah.
The racket?
Two rackets, a net, and two balls.
And Arthur Ashe.
Oh,
somebody talk to this guy.
And Arthur
He's Dan's
Ashe.
Responsibility.
Nobody can control him anymore.
Five.
Also dead on this day, still dead, in 2006, Earl Woods.
Oh, no, Bob.
Wow.
Oh, now it's not.
Great
funny.
Father.
Do the fake Tigers description of Earl Woods.
God. That's a talent, man.
You know, all in one breath. No?
Hey, Danny.
Answer him.
And you're done.
Air drops, you dildo.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, no! Let's go!
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Bye, Mino.
Bye, Jake. Bye, Dan. Bye, Blake. Bye, Line 4 guy.
Live.
From the TX2 Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound.